Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We are a week away! 1 week away from the Super Bowl of elections! 1 week away! From, yes, dare I say, cake or death. Are you ready for that? We are a week away from it, kids. 1 week. 1 week from tonight. And I would have to probably go out on a limb and saying, by this time, next week, one of these two people will be the next American president. Interesting, yes?
Of course.
Who will it be? Will it be the upstart, out-of-nowhere, reality show host slash billionaire slash woman-toucher, misogynist? Will it be the lady that lies, the lady that hides, the lady that spent 30 years in the public's eye, yet nobody knows anything about her? Who will it be? Either way, I don't care. People are freaking out right now. Oh, my God. I love it. You can text your hate 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Chad, why don't you care, Chad? Because I'm over it. And too many people have overreacted. This is what we do in this country. We love to overreact. Part of that's the issues that go on with the news media that, you know, rile people up.
Rah, rabble rouser, rah, 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 rah.
They get them excited. They're going to come for your guns. They're going to take away your right to choose. They're coming for this. They're taking that. They're handing this out. They're letting people in. They're not letting people in. People overreact. I can't wait for Thursday, Friday. Because I believe Thursday, Friday is going to be pretty much politically free. Yeah. I'm going to go with that. I am. Look, the elections are important. But the elections around your house, city council, mayor, local senators, those things truly will affect your life. This isn't going to affect your life like you think. But, Chad, what about the Supreme Court? Look, we're a country of ebbs and flows. We ebb, we flow, we ebb, we flow. Even if Hillary wins, I'm telling you, she's got 4 years. You'll still have your guns in 4 years. Because if she reaches too far, which she won't be able to, by the way, this is a woman who's going to come in, if she is president, with zero mandate, under maybe the suspicion of the FBI for doing stuff she shouldn't have been doing while she was at the State Department, which many of us have already thought, and much of what we're finding out was true. She could potentially, according to several people, be on her way to being impeached before she ever even starts. So there's no mandate there. And if she does get in, she'll put in 4 years. She's not going to get eight. We rarely give 16 years to one side. It's been a long time. You had Reagan, Bush, then Clinton, Bush, then Obama. We may get Hillary, but it's not going to be a mandate. And it's going to be a struggle. And she's going to be fighting off a lot of things from her party, from the Republicans, from the media, from the press. Understand, once she gets in, if she's president, the media is going to have to turn and look at her in a much different way. Because people will demand it. Plus, If you want to get clicks and you want to get views, you want to get all of these things, that's what people are going to ask them to do. Opposite side, Trump gets in, he'll have more of a mandate. That mandate, though, isn't against the Democrats. That mandate is against politics in general. His mandate isn't so much to go in there and save us all. His mandate's going to be go in there and clean up politics. Go in there and expose the BS for what it is. Go in there and roll back some of these regulations and tax crap. And that's what his mandate's going to be. I get stuff all the time. You see the text messages I get from people who are... The overreaction is amazing on both sides. On both sides. The overreaction is so tremendous. The fear-mongering of both sides is incredible. I can't even imagine. Like, how do you live with yourself? How do you do it? Well, you just wait. You just wait and see. They're going to take your radio show away from you. Yes, they are. Because that's what they're going to do. They're coming for you. It's like, no, they're not. Oh, they're going to sign that fairness doctrine. No, they're not. Yes, they are. No, they're not. You want to know why? Because conservative radio pays big time. And all these broadcast companies like getting paid. And that money trickles down through lobbyists to them. They're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. They talk about this stuff is to scare you. It's not going to happen. It's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, whatever. It's crazy. It is. I don't know. I mean, I'm just happy it's over with. I just really am. I mean, look, I love politics, and I love the electoral process. I haven't loved it this time, and I think it's because this is the first time where I felt the drag of it for so long. And it's gotten to the point now where the crap is I'm over it. I'm over the crap of it all. I'm over the fighting. I'm over watching people on Facebook who used to be kind to each other tear each other apart. As if, you know, it meant, well, you don't understand, Chad. They're going to take away everything that's ever mattered to us. And the other side's like, you don't understand, Chad. They're coming and they're taking away everything. And they're taking us back to old days. You know, it's going to be old, and everybody's going to be segregated. And, you know, women's choices are going to be taken away, and women are going to be back. And it's just like, ugh. Calm down. Just calm down. 4 years ago, 8 years ago, they're coming for your guns. They're coming for everything. I always try to explain to people, and I get this a lot. Democrats are gun owners too. It's not 300 plus million people in America own guns, and they're all conservatives or Republicans. There's a lot of Democrats that do. If they saw a gun grab like that, they're going to throw up a stink. Remember, the founding fathers put it in such a way that we would not implode upon ourselves, although we're trying our damnedest. We're doing everything we possibly can. But that's how they set it up. So one side wouldn't have so much power. It's amazing to watch. It really is. It is amazing to watch. And we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen next week. One minute I think, oh my God, is Clinton's going to win this thing in a landslide? The next minute I'm like, President Trump may happen. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, nah, she's going to win the Electoral College. It's going to be closer in this. And then the next minute, it's like, well, I don't know. We could be waking up Wednesday morning to President Trump. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. I don't buy any of the polls anymore because I think everything, this has changed everything in the process of politics. The way polls are being done, all of these things, because it's just so much different than anything we've ever seen. So I couldn't tell you what's going to happen. What I do know is over the next 6 days, we may get a little surprise here, a little surprise there. I don't think there's going to be anything that's too earth-shattering. I think that biggest and last earth-shattering thing I think we've seen came out last Friday with the new kind of, I don't want to say it's an investigation or whatever it is, but them looking into and maybe potentially reopening in the case. But that's not going to happen for a while. They're going to go through all these things with a fine-tooth comb, and we may not hear about it till late November or December. By then, she could already be president. She could be heading into the presidency, being sworn in, and then having to go under oath at the same time. Just kill two birds with one stone. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But what I do know is it's about time. I'm ready for it. I think most people are ready for it. I've got people who are huge political junkies that listen to the show, and they're at the point where like, yeah, can we just get this over with? And then we'll see what happens. But you watch. You watch what happens from both sides of the media as they whip up a fervor and an anger and fear over the next 7 days of what potentially is going to happen. They're stealing your guns. They're putting women back in the kitchen and making them get pregnant. I mean, this is all what they're talking about. And none of that is going to happen. None of it. But they're going to make you see, oh, you just don't know because they're looking for it. You just don't know. Yeah, I do know. Not an idiot. I do know. And then when it doesn't happen, oh, but you were lucky on that. Whatever. Killing me, Smalls. Killing me. Listen here, people. You're hiring. You have a great company. You've built it from the ground floor up. You are saying to yourself, how can I find a good employee? Placing your job in one location is not enough anymore. It's not. If you want to find the best hire, you need to post your job on all the top sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Now, this is what's great. You can find candidates in any city, industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. I hear it all the time from small business owners, medium-sized business owners, even corporations. It's tough to find good employees. ZipRecruiter is going to help you with that. No juggling emails. You're busy. Or calls to your office. You're busy. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, the listeners of this Chad Benson Show can post on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, listeners of the Chad Benson Show, post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report. You can post it free. Tell them Chad sent you. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Wild Thing! They need Wild Thing right now. They could use a little Charlie Sheen. It is imploding in the first inning for the Indians. They've given up 3 runs. Finally got out of the inning, but it was ugly. It was ugly early. It was ugly early. We'll see what happens. Game set. Now, Phil, you're of the, producer Phil is of the belief that it is rigged and it's all about game 7.
And we're not talking about the election.
No. That'd be awesome, though. That'd be great if it was. Now, you think so? Now, look, basketball gets that kind of all the time, right? The makeup calls and things like this. Baseball, it's a little tougher. You know, here's the thing. The Indians have one great pitcher that starts. One starting pitcher that's great. But their bullpen is epic. The Cubs have they have a great end of the game, and they've got good starters, but it's that middle where they struggle. It's early, though. I'm not giving up on the Indians yet. The Tribe have a chance. Is that racist to call the Tribe? Remember that? That was like their nickname.
Yeah.
Is that, God, I'm so...
Yeah, but Chad, you got to look at it this way. I mean, okay, so you've got two teams who haven't been in the World Series in forever, advertisers, and there's too much money on this. They've got to make it last as long as possible.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a helper because baseball hasn't enjoyed these kind of ratings in I don't know how long. And it's because of the Cubs. I mean, the Cleveland is not the poll. Most people out there don't know that Cleveland hasn't won since 1948. Most people have no idea they haven't won in, you know, eons. The Cubs, like, it's always the Cubs, right? And it was always the Red Sox as the lovable losers. But it's different because the Sox. Yeah, it's the Sox. Yeah, you know, it's like, they're obnoxious. Like, we love the Cubs. And is there something, now let me ask you this, Producer Phil. Is there a bit of the fun and the mystique that goes away if the Cubs win? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. But you know what? If maybe this will be the start of a powerhouse Cubs team.
Maybe it will be. And
a
now
new
look
dynasty.
At we hate Boston now. Everybody hates Boston. Everybody hates Boston to the point where like I like the Yankees more than like Boston. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But they're up 3-0. They've got Jake Arrieta on the mound, and he just fanned his first hitter he saw. I just have a feeling that's going to be an interesting night for the Tribe. I still think it's early. It's early. It's early. Remember that. They play. There's still 26 outs left, and they got big hitters. And the only reason I'm pulling for the Tribe is because I predicted them in six. You know what's weird? They were talking, you know, Chris Bryant's going to probably win the MVP for Major League Baseball this year on the National League side. Their team, they were talking about this the other day, Phil. They're so young that, like, their big, like, four or five players on average make about $450,000 a year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how young they are. They're not even eligible for arbitration, which means they're not getting paid. Not getting paid. What other guy only makes $290,000, which seems like a lot to you, but in baseball, that's lunch money.
Don't take them out for the rookie dinner.
No, do not. Lots of rookie dinners, too. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We're going to talk about weed in a moment. People are asking me, you text the show, Chad, can you explain on radio why our votes are irrelevant and the Electoral College is relevant? Confused and not alone, no doubt. Look, the Electoral College was set up a really long time ago. And the original plan was based on several assumptions. First, that the system was designed that would rarely produce a winner. Thus, Congress would have the chance to. Candidates would not pair together on same ticket with the assumption placement towards each other. But here's the thing. Individual electors would be elected by citizens, but that the Electoral College people that were chosen could use their individual judgment, which we've seen throughout, right? The primaries and whatnot, their individual judgment. Meaning that should somebody that many people, it was a fail-safe, that we didn't elect an idiot. That's kind of what it was about. Your votes matter. Absolutely. In certain states. I'm not going to lie to you. The truth is, your votes matter in some states far more than they matter in others. My vote doesn't matter when it comes to the presidential. I'm in California. If you gave the Republican voters probably five votes each, he probably wasn't going to win. That's the truth right there. Probably not going to win. So, no, there, it doesn't. But your vote absolutely counts. And in more, in some states, it counts far more than it does in other states. Because we have battleground states. If you're in a battleground state, your vote, that ballot being cast, is important. But your vote always matters. Absolutely. It's a great thing to do. But the Electoral College was set up in a way to essentially protect ourselves from doing something completely stupid. And also giving the government maybe more opportunity to have more power. And we talk about why not the populist vote and why not this? Because you'll see things like Gore had the popular vote, but guess what? The Electoral College gave it to Bush. Don't be surprised if you see it again this way. Meaning, don't be surprised. It's possible that the, you know, Trump may get more votes, but not in the places that matter. And the Electoral College will favor her. And boom, she wins. But it was set up in a way to protect ourselves, is the best way to put it. From doing something. From everybody getting drunk one night and saying, I'm writing down Mickey Mouse. Rah! Which, by the way, I was looking at something today about the most popular names being written down. Mickey Mouse is extremely popular. You know who else is really popular? Jesus. Yeah. 2012, Travis County, Texas. Jesus received more votes for president than Hillary Clinton, John Huntsman, Willie Nelson, Mickey Mouse, and nobody. Tupac Shakur, Candy Crowley, Socrates, and Love. They all were on there. Who writes down Socrates? I call him Socrates. Do you remember that from Bill and Ted? What's up, Socrates? Socrates, for those of you who don't get that. But some of the other names that are written down, and some of them are hilarious. Mickey Mouse is, in fact, Georgia even looked into saying, you know what, you can't, if you write Mickey Mouse down, your ballot's going to be invalid. But then they decided not to do it. But surprisingly, there's a lot of crazy names. 3 years ago, let's see here, in Sweden, they cast Mickey Mouse, Harry Potter, Something for Peace, I won't say what it is, the Small Car and Intoxicating Liquor Federation, the Anti-Sleep Policeman Party, Your Mom, and Joy Division. Your mom makes me laugh. That's kind of funny, right? Your mom. So, Brett Favre received a ton of votes in Sheboygan. Jack Daniels was a popular pick for sheriff. Kid Rock was mentioned for treasurer. It's a lot of stuff like that. I think it's funny. It is. Today, Kasich said he cast his vote for John McCain. So, you know, it is what it is. I, you vote who you want. I'm not here to tell you that. I'm just here to break it down, give you the information. We can laugh a little bit and we move on. But, you know, I cast my votes. Jack and I'm going to go over it. We sat down and we went over it. We carved our pumpkins and we talked about voting and we went over all the stuff. And I'll break it down to you for what we did. In fact, I'll do that this Friday because it was just a lot of fun, you know? And I think that's, you know, because my family wasn't really political at all until we got older. My grandfather was president of the unions and all of a sudden we, you know, everybody was a staunch Democrat except for my mom and you know, me because, you know, I wasn't insane. And my grandfather was only a Democrat. That's the thing that made me laugh. My grandfather was only a Democrat because he was a union member. Like, he didn't believe in any of the stuff that they were shoveling. But because he was a union member, that's why. That's what drives me crazy. But that's the selfishness of people as voters. That's why we're selfish. We vote on things based on how they affect our lives. And usually, you know, our pocketbooks. Crazy. Speaking of pocketbooks, what to do with weed? What to do with the weed? It's going to be on 5 ballots for legalization across the board in the sense of recreational and not just medicinal. I'm in a state where that is going to be something that's out there. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. You know, they talked to John Hickenlooper, who was the governor of the great state of Colorado, which has already legalized marijuana. And You know, he has talked ad nauseum about being the look at me, look at what we do, but let's look at all the data first. And that's the most important thing. As we move forward in the legalization of data, I mean, legalization of weed, understand that data is the most important thing. How they're eventually going to step away and say, you know what, we can legalize this and it's not going to kill anybody, is when they have all the numbers in. When they have all of the numbers in and they can look across the board and say, this isn't as bad as alcohol. This isn't, you know, alcohol, minus rubbing alcohol. Producer Phil, minus rubbing alcohol, can you name, like, a medicinal purpose for alcohol?
No, it's a little bit of a numbing effect.
A little bit of a numbing effect. So if this was the 1800s, right? Like, let's say we hadn't come up with you know, things to, you know, lidocaine and, you know, anesthesia and stuff. I get that, right? Take a swig, bite down on the stick, I'm going to chop your leg off. Okay, but we've moved on since then. But you, I think, will be able to look as more and more data comes out. You'll be able to look and see, oh, okay, there are medicinal purposes for marijuana. Like, nobody is going into their doctor and going, Doc, I need a drink. I need a drink, Doc. My knee hurts. I've got migraines. I need a drink. My kid's got seizures, Doc. Can you prescribe him some Jack? And this, you know, but you're seeing that with this. And I think over time that's going to happen. But it isn't until big business gets serious about looking into the plus and minus when it comes to dollars that it's going to finally take place. Right now, people are worried. People who are medicinal users are a little worried that these states that are getting ready to potentially legalize it, Nevada, California, Massachusetts, are a few of them who have it, that all of a sudden they're going to be left behind. It's going to become big corporation. I have news for you. There's so much money in it. Of course big corporations are going to come into it. But it's got to be the right time. And the right time is not this moment. But it'll become legal sooner rather than later when they have the data. Big corporations really take a serious interest in it. Big pharma, maybe the tobacco industry. Because that lobbying money will be there. I watched a thing on 60 Minutes the other night. This guy's got, you know, he's got a ton of pot plants. And he's making, he's making $20 million a year. And in fact, in Pueblo, which is where he's at, they're getting ready to vote on whether or not they're going to allow it to continue in their county. And it may not be, you may not, you know, be able to buy, sell, or cultivate there. And I'm thinking he's got a lot of acreage of it, and it's great. But could you imagine if Budweiser gets involved? Those kind of things. I mean, it's going to be massive. It's going to be huge. But when that happens, the competition, I think with more money put into the science side of it, the potential for, I don't want to say cures, but definitely for helping out in the medical world are going to be massive. But it's got to be a perfect storm, and that storm's not quite there yet. It's not. You need data. You need big corporations, which will get you lobbyists, which will get you legalization. And also understand that the government doesn't know how to say I'm sorry, meaning the government doesn't really, they've told you forever and they've sold you a bill of goods that weed will kill you. Weed will lead you down the path of desperation and evil. Weed, you're going to overdose and you're going to die. You're going to grow horns. You're going to get hair all over your eyes. And you're going to, yeah. They told you all this crap that's going to happen if you smoke weed. And it was all BS. It's all BS. So they're going to have to figure out a way to back out of this without having that egg on their face. And they'll do it when they want to do it. And they'll do it when big business gets involved and allows them to do it in such a graceful way, right? It's like it's like a takeover of a company. You don't know what's happening. And by the time you know your company's being taken over, they're going to come to you and say, let's back out of this easy. We'll let you resign and we'll do something for you that makes it look like, you know, this was your idea. And that's what it has to be. It has to be their idea. We'll see what happens in the future. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. You want to call me? 844-DIG-CHAD. I think it's the first time we give out that number today, Phil.
Actually, I think it is.
Ugh, goodness. How about this? Text me. It's better. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Women have had it for years. Men, we're getting closer. Have we finally got it? Chad Benson Show.
I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Since 1950, we have been promised, us men, who, let's be real, we are overlooked when it comes to, you guys have the pill. We do not have the pill. They're working on it. We talked about it last week. They're getting close. The breakthrough is near. But this is a competitive world we live in. A very competitive world, mind you. Just like the EpiPen, we want choices. Choices, choices, choices. It's a company working on a shot. A shot, indeed. Now, women have, let's see here, for the birth control side of things, women have the pill. They have, what else do they have, Phil? They have the, do you have an IUD?
Yep, you got the shot, you got the patch,
the
you got all
Noraplant,
kinds of things.
Yeah, the implant, the IUD, the patch, the shot.
The ring.
The pill, the ring. You guys are spoiled for choices. You know what we have? We have you guys to do that and or condoms. That's it. Those are our choices right there. Or abstinence. That's just no fun. Those are the choices. But since 1950, and you would think, right, scientists, men, you'd come up with something. Last week we talked about the fact that we're getting very close with a pill. With a pill. But now they were looking at a shot. They've been studying this, doing all kinds of work. It costs a lot of money to get something through the FDA. They are busting their butts, and they've decided to stop with the shot. And the reason is because it's doing a lot of things to men. And you, when you do these tests, when you do these blind tests, you expect there, and this wasn't even a blind test, because you can't do a blind test like this. You can't give somebody, go, we're going to give them a placebo of sugar. And, you know, it just doesn't work that way. You have to do, this was a shot that essentially neutralized your sperm. And what the problem was is all of the side effects that were out there were happening to pretty much every guy. It wasn't working. And these guys were so sure that they were going on the right path. This was it. I mean, they thought, hey, we found it out. We figured this thing out. We've got this thing. It's going to be a shot. Some of the stuff that affected the men was mood swings, bloating, irritability. You had people who had bad bruising and pain where the shot was administered. But everybody was having something, an acne. Like, essentially what it did is it made you undesirable, so it worked. But I don't think that was the plan. They were so confident. They were 100% confident this was going to work that they actually went and produced a commercial, because you know, got to do that now on TV. Take a listen.
Hey, men, when the time strikes you and you're ready, the last thing you need to do is to be reaching for a condom or asking, is she on anything? So ask your physician about Sperm Blocker 5000. Sperm Blocker 5000 blocks those little suckers from achieving their ultimate goal and ruining your life. Sperm Blocker 5000 is just one quick shot to freedom, with no stress, no mess, and no 18 years of lost wages. Sperm Blocker 5000, when conception is not an option. Men, ask your doctor today if you're healthy enough for Sperm Blocker 5000. Some of those who took Sperm Blocker 5000 experienced mood swings, acne, bloating, uncontrollable crying, a want to be held, suicide, spontaneous combustions, cravings for chocolate, stroke, heart attack, flatulence, Tourette's syndrome, and a want to talk about your feelings. Sperm Blocker 5000, when conception is not an option.
Wow. Sometimes I think the cure is worse than the disease in a lot of those things, right? That's horrible. Got to have all the you know, that thing in there, though. You got to make sure everybody knows what the risks are. The funny thing is, even though all of these side effects were happening, 75% of the men who took the test said, I'll do it. I'll do it. Solid fun show today. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Text the show 24/7, 365. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. You can always email the show, chat at chadbensonshow.com. For Anthony, for the czar, for my man Phil out there in Arlington, have yourself a wonderful night. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.